This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Standard blood test measures less than 1% of body's magnesium stores, new research reveals. Standard serum magnesium tests measure less than 1% of the body's total magnesium stores and may fail to detect subclinical deficiency that affects nearly half of adults, according to research by Debye et al., published in Physiological Reviews, 2015. The NACO MRI study of 9,568 participants found essentially no correlation between blood magnesium levels and a comprehensive clinical depletion score that accurately predicted metabolic and cardiac complications. 48 of U.S. adults consume below recommended magnesium levels, according to Costello et al., Advances in Nutrition 2016, yet blood tests may appear normal. Magnesium assessment methods and their limitations. Percentage of total body magnesium detected by different testing approaches. Bone stores 60%, intracellular 38%, RBC magnesium 2%, serum test 1%. Source Debye et al., Physiological Reviews 2015. Georgian Medical Journal News. Blood magnesium maintained by depleting internal stores. Serum magnesium levels are tightly regulated within a narrow range of 0.75 to 0.95 millimoles per liter, through mobilization from bone and intracellular compartments, according to Debye et al. In Physiological Reviews 2015. This homeostatic mechanism means blood levels can appear normal even when body stores are significantly depleted. According to the original source, a normal serum magnesium result rules out overt clinical deficiency but does not assess whether stores are adequate. The current reference intervals were established from NAINS population data in 1974 based on statistical distribution rather than clinical outcomes and have not been revised in 5 decades. Clinical depletion score outperforms blood tests. The NACO MRI study developed a magnesium depletion score based on estimated glomerular filtration rate, proton pump inhibitor use, diuretic use, and alcohol intake. This clinical index successfully predicted metabolic syndrome and cardiac remodeling, while serum magnesium levels showed no such associations, according to Shuga Adin et al. In the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, 2026. Costello et al., in Advances in Nutrition, 2016, found that approximately 48% of U.S. adults consume magnesium below the estimated average requirement. This widespread dietary insufficiency may not be detected by routine blood testing. Alternative biomarkers show limited validation. Red blood cell magnesium and ionized magnesium tests have been proposed as alternatives to serum measurement, but according to the original source material, current blood biomarkers, including RBC and ionized magnesium, have not been validated to reliably distinguish between clinical deficiency and subclinical insufficiency. Gulestad et al. In Scandinavian Journal of Clinical and Laboratory Investigation, 1992, examined RBC magnesium as a potential biomarker, though standardization and reference ranges remain problematic across different laboratory methods. In a study of 9,568 participants, serum magnesium showed essentially no correlation with clinical depletion scores that successfully predicted metabolic syndrome and cardiac complications. Shuga Adin et al., NACO MRI Study, Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, 2026. Key takeaways. Standard serum magnesium tests measure less than 1% of total body magnesium stores, according to Debye et al., 2015, and may miss subclinical deficiency. Clinical depletion scores based on kidney function, medication use, and alcohol intake better predict health outcomes than blood tests, according to the NACO MRI study. 48% of U.S. adults consume insufficient magnesium per Costello et al., 2016, yet blood levels may appear normal due to mobilization from bone and cellular stores. Frequently asked questions. Why doesn't serum magnesium reflect true body stores? According to Debye et al., 2015, serum magnesium represents less than 1% of total body magnesium and is tightly regulated by the body's homeostatic mechanisms. When dietary intake is insufficient, magnesium is mobilized from bone and intracellular compartments to maintain normal blood levels. What factors increase risk of magnesium depletion? The NACO MRI study identified key risk factors, including reduced kidney function, long-term proton pump inhibitor use, diuretic medications, and excessive alcohol consumption. The study found these clinical factors better predicted health complications than blood magnesium levels. Are there better tests than serum magnesium available? According to the original source, red blood cell magnesium and ionized magnesium have been proposed as alternatives, but current biomarkers lack adequate validation to reliably distinguish clinical deficiency from subclinical insufficiency in routine practice. The findings from multiple studies suggest clinicians may need to rely more heavily on clinical assessment of depletion risk factors rather than serum magnesium levels alone when evaluating patients for potential magnesium insufficiency. The integration of dietary assessment, medication review, and clinical scoring systems may provide more accurate evaluation of magnesium status than traditional blood testing approaches. Source: serum magnesium measures less than 1% of total body magnesium. At context, blood test measures less than 1% of body's magnesium stores, new research reveals. Description: standard magnesium blood tests measure 1% of body stores and may miss deficiency affecting 48% of adults. Clinical assessment may be more reliable than serum levels. Author, type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher, type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal, date published 2026-5-24, date modified 26-05-24.